Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienia Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
You are in a miracle center. Even where you are seated is a miracle. Wow. The testimonies are too many. And there are a lot more coming. Hallelujah. Our first testimony is a testimony of healing. Healing of mild stroke and memory loss. He says, God has done yet another mind-blowing miracle in my life, and I am happy to testify about it. The brother said, not too long ago, I had a call from my sister who lives outside Ghana with my mom, informing me that my mom had been rushed to the hospital. I asked, what is wrong, sister? And she informed me that my mom collapsed at home. My sister added that my mom could not even identify them and was mixing up their names. I shouted, Jesus, this cannot happen to my mother. I became extremely worried and sad. At the hospital, a series of tests were conducted. And the doctors concluded that my mom has suffered a mild stroke, and that was the cause of the memory loss. When I heard this, I became broken and started crying. We have a God in this house. You won't cry. I personally recall times when I called my mom and she wouldn't know me. She would call me by the names of my children. There was a day that I called her and she said she was in Koforidua, when in actual fact she was far away in North America. These developments made me very sad, but I kept hope alive. And I now thought, what will I do to help alleviate the pains of my mother? Then a thought suddenly came to me. And I said to myself, I believe that when my father, Bishop Sam, prays for my mother, she will be healed. Oh, you can put your hands together. So immediately I took my phone and sent a message to Bishop Sam. And this was the message. Good evening, Daddy. Please help my family by speaking healing into my mother's life. She's losing her memory. I believe just a word of God can restore her. And this was the message from our father. It goes like this. Wow. Divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Divine intervention is coming to you. Then I replied, Amen. Thank you, Bishop. I believe so much in the prayer and even informed my siblings to stop talking about what is happening to my mother, to others. I also remember that Bishop preached a message on making God happy by winning souls. I remember that message. And he prophesied that his prophecies and the blessings were for those who were winning souls for God. So I decided to win soul. I called some friends and we went out there and won a soul and brought him to church. And today that soul is with the New Believer School. You see where the miracles are hidden. They are hidden in obeying the word of God. A day after embarking on the evangelism, I received a call from my sister. So what did her sister say? My sister was so excited on the phone. And she said, our mother has recovered fully. Wow. Wow. She said the memory loss and the condition diagnosed by the doctors and all the things that they said has suddenly disappeared. And she is back to normal. She's living a normal life. To the glory of God, she's now fine. And we have even been teasing her about when she'll be leaving Koforidua. Only God can do this. Only God can do this. Just as Bishop Sam prayed, divine intervention located my mom for her to recover fully in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Thank you, Bishop Sam, for your prayers and the messages you are preaching to us. They are producing miracles. Put your hands together for Jesus. The brother found his miracle in the word of God. Just one word, he believed it, and it brought miracle to his mother. This afternoon, you are going to hear a word. You are going to hear a word from our father, the bishop of this house, the prophet of this place. If you believe that the word is going to bring a miracle, stand to your feet and with a shout and with a standing ovation, let's put our hands together and welcome our Father Bishop Sam.
Come with testimony.
When I look at you, I can see it. You are full of
testimony.
It's your time, yes, this is your season. All around you,
testimony.
And because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall never want.
Every day, testimonies.
Everywhere,
testimonies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Testimonies.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow, are you happy to be in church today? I'm also very, very happy to see you in church. You are going to live here with a miracle. You are going to live here with your greatest testimony. However you came, you are not going back the same. If there's any question on your mind,
you are
going with an answer. In the name of Jesus. If any door is closed in your life, it is opening today in Jesus' name. So believe it, that you are not living the same as you came. Amen.
Amen.
Just begin to pray in tongues. Ask that the Lord will be done in your life today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be in church today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, bring your greetings from Korea.
Bidin chia free Korea Abremu.
Where we went for church growth conference.
Yeah, called church growth conference.
And I believe that the church growth anointing has followed me to this place.
I mean, say church growth anointing.
We need to see the anointing in action. Amen.
Amen.
So we are believing God for church growth. Dr. Yangi Joe's church came into the Guinness Book of Records as the world's largest church as far back as the 90s.
Yangi Joe, sorry, by Guinness Book of Records, we say, sorry, kese wo we are simu nyina.
800,000 members.
Oh, 800,000 members.
The church has grown and grown and grown. They are over how many millions? But
see,
for now,
million.
Yes, so it's a powerful place to go for anointing, isn't it? When God wanted to bless Abraham, he asked Abraham, he told Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to make you father of many nations.
Well,
Abraham was very old and didn't have children. The Bible says that even the woman has become so old that it has ceased to be with the other after the man of women. That means that she has passed menopause. She doesn't have the things that it takes for her to get pregnant. And yet at that time, God told Abraham that, Abraham, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. As for men, Abraham was 99 years old when he was supposed to give birth.
Now Abraham had 99 years.
But I had a landlord who was, I think, 75, and he had a 2-year-old child.
If you're right, I know it is about 72 and now, or 2-year-old child.
So I think so men,
2 years.
So men can perform when they grow. So even if Abraham thought that he could, what about the wife? But God told him that I'm going to make you a father of many nations. And then Abraham had some doubt in his heart. But God brought him out and told him to look into the skies. And when he saw the stars, said, do you see the stars? See, sometimes you have to see something to tell yourself that it's possible.
He said,
as the stars are, so shall be your descendants.
Somebody
who didn't have even a child, save the child with his maid servant, whose name I will not mention for obvious reasons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we went and we saw, it's when you see, it helps you also to tell yourself that you can make it. I remember recently I was in Nigeria and I went to visit the Redeemed Camp. The camp is 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers. Do you know what 3 kilometers is?
3 kilometers.
3 kilometers, like from here to where? From this church to, if, but the next time you take a car, you watch the design of a kilometer.
Well, the offer car be my hair, you know, say a kilometer.
The camp is 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers.
The
stage alone is bigger than the whole of this place together.
Stage,
I mean, including where the cars are parked.
Car park ni nina bomu krampa stage ni so saying car park.
That is the stage.
I hope any stage, you know.
Hey. When we went, the ushers were preparing the place for their Friday all night service. And do you know how they were arranging the chairs? Articulated tracks were carrying the chairs.
Articulated tracks ne fan go miane ba sorry ni.
From one place to the other. And when I saw it, I said, wow. It is possible.
Bit me up.
One day this place can become a branch.
Debi, I have a bay branch.
Or a center.
And as a hackrabbit my eba center.
Yes, because somebody's stage is like this place. Oh,
stage.
Including the car park.
Car park ni boom crumb.
So don't let us think that we have done anything. We have not done whatever or a fraction of what God has called us to do. Amen.
Amen.
So it's good that you see sometimes.
Hallelujah.
That is why in Habakkuk chapter 2.
Habakkuk chapter 2.
I'm going to preach for a very short time. A short message, but very important. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. He says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. He said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it.
Read.
Habakkuk huma etimie nunchichemu baku. Mejina mashe na mede mehubesi abanso na masra mashe asemku a obeka achire me ne dia mede bebua no wo menkro obo no ho na erade bua me se chire ade hunu yi na chere mugu abuponso na wetumi akan no wa ahuharso na ade hunu no daso chire bre a washe na erepe kwan abemu. Amen.
Write the vision. He said, write the vision, make it plain.
Make it plain,
so that everybody will see it.
So that we are bit me.
You know, sometimes when something is not plain and clear, you don't know what to do about it. But the vision is supposed to help the people to run. The vision is supposed to give people direction. So it must be plain enough for everyone to see. It must be made simple and clear. And last 2 weeks, our founder, our prophet, made the vision for United Denomination plain. For all of us.
Or the vision be to home United Denomination in
Yina. How many of you have read and listened to this message? I want to encourage all of you to get to on the podcast and listen to this message and the vision that our bishop and our father and our prophet gave to us as a church and as a body. You see, you should always know the will of God for you at every time. And the church, like an embassy, you know, embassy represent countries in another country.
I'm sorry to say embassy. Now, embassy, no. Oko oman foforo so a. Embassy ni na egina oma ekura ufri so.
The embassy is not there with their own vision. They always represent the vision of that country that sent them.
Embassy no omo ni omo amu vision ni omo ye ne nia oma na esuma amu no.
And as soon as the embassy starts doing any other thing apart from what it was sent to do or to represent the country, it begins to become something else.
If the embassy ni shas yeso oye bibia oma na omo fri no yansuma ne so nkoye saa de ne pepa ese bibia sesa.
The church is also the embassy of God here on earth.
Na asori su ye nyankopon embassy e wa saa si so.
And we are supposed to do the will of God for us
on here on earth. What God wants us to do is what we should do. You cannot be Ghana's ambassador to Burkina Faso and do your own things. You will not be representing the country well. You can also not be a church and do your own things. You will not be representing God well. And within the kingdom of God also, you cannot be a church and represent your church well if you don't follow the vision of your founder or your prophet. And for United Denomination, we want to follow the vision of our founder and our prophet. Because the vision has come to him from God to us. And he has made it plain to all of us. He said, write the vision and make it clear, make it plain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the vision is very, very important. Recently, we all heard and read about change of chairmanship for Church of Pentecost.
Nancy, Pentecost Church, chairman.
And as part of the speech they gave during the handover, they told us that Church of, for every 11 Ghanaians, one is from Church of Pentecost. Which means that they had a membership of 2 million.
2 million members.
Now, as part, when they were doing the speech, somebody just made a comment that the reason why they have become a lot and they have grown in numbers, even though the founder handed over the church before he died and has died long ago, and the church is still moving on, and was the reason why the church is as it is today.
Now, I'm handing over. No, Obika said at the county of Pentecost Church, Abe Asori Kesiano, and only say
because somewhere in 1970, the founder gave them this vision.
Was say be 1970 mohono. Amu founder emo mu vision bi.
The vision to grow in numbers.
Now vision is so amunye bebre.
That one day they become millions.
So they be millions.
And they will be all over in the world.
No me will be a we are
and that they should work towards it.
Ne so amunye hu ejuma.
As simple as it seemed.
Na asa enye bebi a.
Or it may seem to you.
And asa ube dreams enye.
That vision has carried them up to today.
Sa vision na ekromu edi oma besi bebi omu wo bebi ene.
And today, Church of Pentecost is one of the fastest growing churches.
And the Church of Pentecost is sorry,
more than most of our traditional churches. With a lot of buildings, a lot of people. You will think that a church that is as old as Church of Pentecost will be filled with only old men. But you go to Church of Pentecost, you see young people very actively also serving the Lord. Which means that this church is a living church. And the reason is attributed to the vision that the founder gave to them. And the vision that they all decided to embrace, and from since that time, they have worked towards it and worked with it and worked with it. So today, we also want to run with our vision. And we don't want to be disconnected from the vision. If you look at many churches, and the way their founders were, and how their founders founded those churches, you would tell yourself that if only those churches are stayed with the vision of the founding fathers and are not deviated from it. Do you think that some of the churches who are officiating marriages or homosexuals and things, do you think that is why their founding fathers started those churches?
That's not how they started
those churches. At all. But it's because over the time, the people have come have deviated from the vision of the founding fathers. And the founding father. And we don't want to deviate from this vision. That is why you see that especially during Founders Day, which is the birthday of our bishop.
And until Founders Day, be aye, Papa, na woda no.
We do activities such as encouraging people to go and win souls. Because we don't want to deviate from that vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. So we want to stick to the vision. And Bishop made the vision clear to United Denominations. And as an ambassador of Bishop here in Dowenya
Abbey,
in our own Dowenya Abbey of Loyalty House International, I also want to make plain the vision of our founder, which he has received from the Lord. And if you embrace it and we walk with it, we are going to see the hand of God in our lives. Many other things are going to happen to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's turn about to Isaiah chapter 54. The vision is premised on these scriptures. Isaiah 54 verse 1 to 3.
Isaiah 54 1 to 3.
And I also want to encourage all of you. You know, Bishop has a podcast.
Bishop has a podcast.
There's a podcast for the house.
Your podcast
where our father speaks to us. Because you may not be able to go to First Love Center where Bishop is preaching every Sunday.
I'm sure you can call First Love. I hope Bishop can send
me. There is a way that you can always listen to him. Even though you are not there on Sundays.
And
one of the ways is to subscribe to his podcast. You can watch him on Facebook. You can watch him on
Twitter.
Did you hear that? What did I say? Good. So you can watch him. Hallelujah. Every Monday morning.
Monday morning, yeah.
I have my service with my father.
That
means that I listen to the message that my father has preached in First Love.
As a Chinese say, I'm because
that message is also for me. It's just that I can't be there physically.
Yes,
I mean to me. And he can't be here physically. That's why I have to listen to it via the internet or
social media.
So if you are here, you have not subscribed to the podcast, especially you are Basenta leader, because Basenta leader, you are the next in line after the pastors.
It who has now unko bishop ne podcast no so especially Basenta leaders. This is the Basenta leaders for no. If you also for so muna
yeah. So every and also every member of the church.
And I sorry babia.
You have to make sure that you listen to it.
And so untie.
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1 and 3.
Isaiah 54 1 to 3.
Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Every barren woman here is receiving plenty children in the name of Jesus. None in your family shall go childless in Jesus' name. No matter how long it takes, your womb has been made to receive children. And it shall receive those children in the name of Jesus. Take it for those you know and take it for relatives and everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And light the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Hallelujah. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right. I see somebody breaking forth on the right. And on the left. That means that you are extending your boundaries and your territories. Receive breaking forth anointing in the name of Jesus. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make desolate cities to be inhabited. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every place that is empty shall become full in Jesus' name. Let's listen to our tree. I think this tree we may not understand, but still say it and let's see whatever we understand.
Verse 1 to
3. Yes, to John Wu Boni Awon War. To any genuine
fa wa hun sign team. bedos.
Amen.
Wow. Koso.
Erade no se ma won tu adan mu intre na won twi won tina bia ho nkata wo hu mu ma won tamp ma ho enware
ma o den
on tamp ma ho enware na wo be chere akoni fani benkum na wasefo afa ma na man no na wo ma watina tina nkrofo so. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says what? Enlarge the place of thy tent. Enlarge the place of thy tent. The message is titled Attempt Great Things for God. I said what? Attempt great things for God.
To anamokesie emanyankopon.
Colon. Division of twos. Colon means the dot dot. We have colon and semicolon. One is dot comma, one is dot dot. You get it? Attempt great things for God, the vision of twos. That is the title of the message. Hallelujah. And I want you to know you can attempt great things for God. You know, many of us are attempting great things in the area of our businesses. We are attempting to do so many things. Attempting great things in our businesses. It is the desire to see things and to go to places that has made America to attempt great things in the area of space exploration.
America, for instance, some person who knew maybe no moon baby, and I'm a woman with me a room.
Today, they go to Mars. Oh, yes, they go to Mars.
And I'm going to Mars
because somebody decided to attempt great things.
Essence, so be it one. I'm okay.
Today, we have light,
and they are working here
because somebody decided to attempt a great thing.
Essence, so be it one. I'm okay.
So, we have light.
Internet, you're working here.
When he attempted, it wasn't easy for him. He did it for several times. How many times did he do it before the science student? 1,001 times. He was attempting a great thing. And today we have light. Do you get it? So you should also try to attempt great things for your life. Some of you, the only attempt you are making is attempting great things to rap women.
Challenge.
At a good time to see whether I go succeed. But you must attempt great things in the kingdom of God. Now, in the other translations of the Bible, I want to just read and make it simple and plain to all of us. In the verse 2 of Isaiah 54, Isaiah 54 said, enlarge the place of thy tent. Is that not so?
Yeah.
Enlarge the place of thy tent, and then let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Now, in the basic Bible English, you see, Bible in basic English, it says that make wide the place of your tent. Make wide the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your house be stretched out without limit. Let the curtains of your house be stretched out without limit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just my curtains, no, and stretch it out.
That's it.
Without limit. Yenchim.
Yenchim.
Do you get it? That means that God is a God who is expecting you to do great things. Some of your vision is too small. Your vision is so small as buying a Kia Pride. And immediately you become proud. But Bible said that enlarge your vision. Some visions are for life status, which is good. But after a while, it must be enlarged. Without limits.
Without limits.
Hallelujah. He says, make your cords long and your tent pin strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Message translation of the Bible says, clear lots of ground for your tents. Clear a lot of grounds for your test, for your tent. That means when we're going to buy the land,
you get it,
and we're negotiating for the land, and you had a vision to enlarge your coast.
You shouldn't have gone
for that small land. What? Quarter plots. Because you know that God has given you a vision. He has told you already that you are going to have plenty children. And so if you are designing a house for Hall and Chamber,
it is a who designing a fiamma hall.
What it means that you don't believe in the vision. If you believe in the vision, then you go and buy a large plot. The reason why we negotiated for this plot is that we are believing God that, and we negotiate for a big car park, is that we are believing God that your car also will be parked there one
day.
The vision is inclusive of your Benz.
Vision.
Inclusive of your Land Cruiser.
Land Cruiser ka ho.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, din.
The vision to encondition this place.
Vision
is inclusive of your baby dedication.
Baby dedication so ka ho.
Inclusive of your high society wedding.
Because the
people are invited to come for the wedding. When they come, they must be comfortable in the place. So they are all inclusive in the vision. That is why we are going for a big vision. And now we are even beginning to see that this vision that we took is too small. One day it will become a bus center. And
we
will go for another vision. He said, clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Make your businesses. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear what I said. Make your businesses
large.
Make your tent large. And he said, what? Spread out. The Message translation of the Bible is what I'm reading to you. I'm reading how it says it. Spread out. May you spread out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some of you, ever since you started your business, only localized in your
business,
in your Zenu locality. In your Abe area. But from today, it's going to go beyond the borders of Ghana to become international in the name of Jesus.
He
says, spread out. And listen to say, it says, think big.
Or say, drink.
This is Message translation of the Bible.
Message translation.
It says what?
Think big.
It says what?
Think big.
Some of you, the way you think.
As you
are sitting here, say, Nyanko Ponma, this week, say, I'm believing you if you can give me 1,000 cedis. If you can give me 1,000 cedis. If you can give me 5 cedis. I mean, yes, if 1,000 is what you need, it's okay. Oh.
1,000 cedis now here. And,
but what vision are you carrying now that you need only 1,000 cedis for this
vision
week? So what you are asking for is also dependent on the vision you have.
And depending on vision, our
it says think big.
Or say drink a seer.
Think big.
Drink a seer.
The way you think will determine the God you serve.
One
day, somebody went to see a certain man.
Well,
and he said, I don't know whether I read in the papers or social media. It's a story I know that I've read recently. And then the person went to ask for money from a secretary.
He
said, give me 5 cedis.
I've
forgotten the story, but let's say, give me 5 cedis.
I said, 5 cedis.
And the secretary said, I don't have 5 cedis.
The secretary said, mini 5 cedis.
Then said, then I want to see your boss.
Boss.
So when the secretary was going to the boss, the person forced himself to the boss's office.
Now,
And when he saw the boss, he told the boss, oh, this person came to me asking for 5 cedis.
No, the boss said, way by me chance of 5 cedis.
So the boss asked the person, how much did you want?
And the boss said, I need
20,000 cedis.
I see me here 20,000 cedis.
So the secretary said, you are lying. You are a liar.
The secretary said, oh boy, oh boy.
You told me you wanted 5 cedis.
Who can't up a 5 cedis pay?
So the boss asked say, why did they, I don't know whether him or him, but the boss asked the person, why did you ask for 5 cedis and now you are asking for 20,000?
Now boss didn't say, didn't I be secretary 5 cedis? I feel who be beside me 20,000.
He said, because that time it was your secretary I was talking to.
I see sense, I'm right now second and I'm in
the car. But now you are the boss.
You see, I'm only the boss.
You are the big man.
Only big man.
It will be an insult for me to ask for 5 cedis. For 5 cedis from a big man like you. How can you ask for 5 cedis from a big man like God? So see, this girl or beggar is telling us what we should do when we go before God. Before me, you can ask for 5 cedis. But when you stand before God, you ask for the impossible. Don't ask for something that man can do. If man can do, then why are you going to God? Ask him for what a man cannot do. He told the man that I'll be insulting you if I ask for 5 cedis. Or your secretary is worth asking for 5 cedis. But you there, you are too big. So the man really was moved. And if you're the man, how would you feel? You now tell me, if you're the man, how would you feel? You feel that this guy, he has put me where I belong. He has put me where I belong. Let us learn to put God where he belongs. When we come to God, let us not limit him. Let us believe that he's able. I'm just reading about it. Say, think big. Think big. So those of you have been thinking in a certain way. You see, it's not like, oh, you are proud, you are this, you are this. Thinking big doesn't make you proud. It only makes you know the God you serve. Then he says, use plenty of rope. Drive the 10 pegs deep. Hallelujah. So, all this is showing us that God is giving us a vision of enlargement. And this is the vision that God was giving. Say, write it down. Make it plain. Let people know that I'm a big God. And I want to do big things. Enlarge your cost. Hallelujah. Recently, I was with our architect, Abeku, and I was saying, Abeku, what? How can we enlarge this church? We're taking plans. And he gave me some ideas. I said, go and draw it and let me see. Sketch it. So as we are here, we've already made plans to double our numbers just in case. Telling me, I'm thinking big. Do you know what I can see now? I see a church that is finished. With all our talent finished, the church is painted. All our lights have come. Car park is finished. Glasses in the doors are made. We are chilling in the room as we are as I'm preaching. Your cars have come to park here. And I'm negotiating for another car park. But the car park has become too small. The people have become so many. We are running multiple services of thousands. And some of you are trying to stop you from coming to church so that your centers will become gathering centers. That is what I see. That's what I'm thinking about. Is that what you see? Is that what you are thinking about? He says, well, think big. Think big. That's what I see. Amen. So let me talk about the 5 elements in this vision. So what are the elements of this vision? The first element is 2 million members. Don't make it, if you like, in a way that people cannot see what you are talking about. 2 million is 2 million.
2 million.
So if you get to 2 million, you know that I've gotten to 2 million.
So do 2 million.
You can't say, you shouldn't say about 2 million.
My uncle said, oh, but you say 2 million.
That one, you will not be able to see whether you have achieved your vision or not. 2 million souls.
2 million souls.
I know how many we are after today. And we are within striking distance. But it's not for you to know. But we are within striking distance. Hallelujah. How are we going to get 2 million members? How are we going to get 2 million members? We are going to get 2 million members if all of us decide to do our part. Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means to have 2 million members?
When you say the
it means more souls are going to be won. 2 million members are not people you are going to get from Pentecost or Assemblies of God.
2 million members, Assembly of God,
2 million members are people that are backsliding or people who are unbelievers that you are going to witness and bring to church.
2 million for America, we are so for Munim Yankupon, Omona Bakako for Mabah,
and that is our target. And of this target, we in Loyalty House Abe Dowenya International, we are also going to do our part.
Now, yeah, I want Dowenya Abe Hassan. Yes, you have a few more.
Our part will be what to quadruple our numbers here.
Yeah, the NSA.
As our contribution to the 2 million. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
As our contribution to the 2 million. Oh, you are not putting your hands together because you are not going to do it. When we say quadruple, we mean that every member is going to get how many people?
Four.
Every member is going to get how many people?
Four.
Is it inclusive of you? Quadruple. Look, the science students should help the art students to understand what to do, because I told me I did art. So, yeah. Three. Quadruple means that plus you. So, okay. Inclusive you. That means that each member,
Pastor, sorry, baby,
should make four more souls. You let's make it like that.
Adding for nine.
That will make it five times. Nine. Inclusive what we have, five times. Each member should have, okay, each member should have three more souls.
And I offer means.
By the end of this year, is it possible? A vision should be achievable, was that also? And practicable. Is it practical for you to get three souls? Dr. J, are you sure? You can talk to three souls from now to December.
If you are next December,
and you alone, all that you have done previously is not part of it. Too. That from January to now is not part of it. Is it achievable?
You bet me, aye.
Pastor Sam, is it achievable?
You bet me, aye.
That we are going to have, each member is going to make a promise to bring at least three souls. And Jesus said, when they came and told Jesus that we have done everything and yet there's still room, Jesus said, no, no, you haven't done much. You haven't gone. Jesus, have you visited everybody? He said, yes. But Jesus said, now go to the highways and the hedges. That means that even though they thought they had finished, there were a lot of people they had not visited. Look, there are a lot of people in your life you have not spoken to about Jesus. People in your class, you have not mentioned Jesus to them.
In Crawford School, I won't call Jesus.
I was shocked to hear when we had a Good Friday service that somebody said he has lived in Ghana, gone to University of Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, and he had not heard the story of Lazarus and the rich man before. I was shocked.
He said, "Obi Ogan Hasia, what call University or auntie say Yesu?"
Because all of us didn't get born again. I mean, some got born again very early, but some of us didn't get born again early. But we, at least, Richman and Lazarus, we had heard it before.
Until Lazarus and Richman.
Even when we're singing, when we walk with the Lord, with the Lord, is that what we sang?
Yes.
I saw some of you couldn't sing the song. But that one, even when we're unbelievers, we were singing it in school. Is that not true? You didn't say you were not going to church service when you were in school. You said you couldn't, even the chorus, you couldn't sing it. Do you get it? Because when you're in school, you're not going to church service, you're not going to church service. Do you get it? But you'll be shocked that there are people, they have not heard about rich man and Lazarus. But you make an assumption.
You get it?
So do you think that it's practical that we can have each member of this church can have three souls by the end of the year?
And
do you not think that if it's difficult for a Christian like you and I to get three souls to church by the end of the year, do you not think that it means that Christianity has become some way now?
It means
that we have changed Christianity. Because Christianity is all about souls. So if you get three souls, uncle, by the end of the year, it's something that looks impossible to you. Then where is your Christianity? So 2 million members.
2 million members.
Are we in the flow? And how many are we going to get? You here, Loyalty House. Plus you.
Four.
Or three. You will make it three to the end of the year.
Yes.
The next year we'll go for another vision. Is it achievable? Wonderful. When you achieve this, do you get it? Like the testimony the brother gave. When you achieve this, why won't God also give you the things you need?
See, yeah, we are dancing. Because
you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things. You know, some things that you have been praying for, that you have never had, you have even given up on, you just go and do this. They will come chasing you. And the scriptures shall be fulfilled that say that goodness and mercies shall follow you all the days of your life. The best way to attract God's blessings is to be a soul winner. What the second element of the vision? 20,000 pastors.
20,000 pastors.
20,000 pastors.
20,000
pastors. Today we have made some new pastors. But we are nowhere near the 20,000
pastors.
20,000 pastors means more work is being done in the house of the Lord.
20,000 pastors, as a Chinese say, ejuma bebre e koso Yakobon fie.
That is why, as a Christian, as a member of the church, aim to become a pastor.
It's now, oh yeah, sorry, be so any we need that so be here or suffer.
Don't run away from becoming a pastor.
Men ganin fi so be or suffer.
You can become a pastor as a full-time and as a lay pastor.
Who bet me a full-time pastor and a lay pastor?
And do your best for Jesus.
Now, why you have to move my Jesus?
A pastor is a few more steps ahead than the ordinary Christian.
Or suffer there.
That's a bit more.
Or yet,
hallelujah. So aim. That's why all our percentage leaders, you must aim to become pastors. If you're a pastor leader, you're actually doing the work of a shepherd.
We are pastor leader, shepherd.
If you're a ministry shepherd, you are doing the work of a shepherd.
We are ministry shepherds.
Aim to be a pastor. Just as in whatever field you are aiming for the best. If you are a lieutenant in the army and you want promotion, you want to become a captain or major. Captain. And then you want to become a major. You want to be promoted. Is that not so? In the church of God, you should want God to promote you. Bible says, for the time that you ought to have been teachers. The time that you ought to have been teachers. There are times that God expects you, after being a Christian for some time, to become a shepherd. To become a pastor. To become something. So don't be a church member for all ages. Are we all supposed to be pastors? Ask for God, left to him, all of us were pastors. We are going to get more sheep. Or if you like sheep. More sheep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So me, I want you to know that we are encouraging you to become a pastor. Hallelujah. And then the next vision is what? 20,000 churches.
20,000 churches. Sorry, 20,000.
What is this vision?
Vision.
Hey, do you know that inherent in this vision?
When you say vision,
is your breakthrough.
Any unshira.
That is why you never build only one house.
And unsi.
You own houses. Because you have the vision of building 20,000 churches for God. Do you think God will forget about you? He will never forget about you in Jesus' name. 20,000. So we need more churches. More branches. And let me tell you, so if you are here and let's say you are in a branch and your pastor is asked to move from your branch to another branch, don't say that we are used to our pastor and our pastor is our pastor and then we are leaving the church because our pastor has been moved.
So who has any catch or suffer say own few branch and uncle share branch for us here? Men can't say, oh, yeah, they're your pastor penny.
If church and Pentecost are done that, they will not be where they are. Your
Pentecost 4 years, and
if your pastor needs to move, let the pastor move.
Say, yes, our pastor own few baby or
another come.
Uncle now before from bra.
I moved from Comtie to this place.
Me from Comtie.
And I've even realized that my movement has even made me more active.
But who said, movement here na abua ma si amaye active.
Can't you see that I become more active than I used to be when I got
to see me bua.
Yes. He said that in younger, that means I looked older when I was there. So movement is part of growth.
It's a movement and also a buama
onyimba. So when you see that your pastor has been moved from here to here, it's all part of the 20,000 churches we want.
Maybe if you say Pastor
Berma is in KK2.
You
are used to Pastor Berma in KK2. Pastor Berma said, look, I want to do more. So I'm going to come to 11.
You
should say, no, don't go to come to 11. If Church of Pentecost had done that,
they
will not be where they are today. I hear you going home. Or you're already at the food court. Twenty thousand what churches, and then 2,000 church buildings.
2,000 church buildings. I'm sorry, dying 2,000.
By the time you die, when you make your will, depending on how many you have, by your 6 children, everybody will have a house to his name or her name.
Oh, your willa.
You will not die and your children will be living in rented houses. All of them will go and live in the house that you have built for them. With their names on it in your will. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So 2,000 church buildings.
2,000 church buildings.
So church, we are going to keep building. When we finish building this place,
we
are going to build more. Amen.
Amen.
And then we said the vision of twos. Two. Now the last one is what? 200 bishops.
200 bishops.
That's the vision.
200.
Now in Lighthouse.
Lighthouse, say.
Being a bishop is not a title.
Bishop ain't your title, okay.
It's work.
Hey, Juma.
I'm sure by now you know what it is, what it means. It's work. Hey, it's building.
Hey, dance.
It's doing things.
Obey nyoma bebre.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So to achieve this building project, we also need those who will build it.
Yeah.
So this is the vision that our Father gave us for us to run with. Hallelujah. And we want to run with this vision, and by the end of this year, we want to see signs that we are part of this vision. And then, as part of this vision, it will come to pass also that your vision will come to pass.
But
as you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God will also make yours come to pass. Things will come to surprise you. Things will come to shock you in your life. The things that you are giving up on, they will suddenly start appearing in your life. Because why? You have started pursuing the vision of God. And the greatest is when you pursue the vision of souls. And what to establish the souls in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what are the elements of the vision that God has given to us?
1. 2 million members.
You ask, why 2 million?
No, because I didn't think 2 million.
Why not 500?
Didn't think 500.
The scripture says what? Think big.
Say, drink a sea.
Enlarge your coast. So what's the next element of the vision?
20,000 pass.
That means laborers.
Yeah.
More laborers. Hallelujah. Then the next one. 20,000. That means that as we are looking at you today, one day you become a church planter. We were all once like you. We were all sitting in the church. Then Bishop called us and sent us out to go and start churches. Both men and women. So you too, the 20,000 churches, you are part of it.
20,000 churches also come.
Hallelujah. And the Amen. Next one, 2,000 church buildings. One of the problems you are going to have in this church is dedication of people's houses. You cannot build for God and you not be dedicating your own house.
Jesus.
And the last one, 200 bishops. Good. Now, what is your part in this vision? First, your first part in this vision is what? Free souls. Please tell the person next to you, see, make the vision plain that I understand that my part of the vision is free souls. Apart from those who have come to visit us, but you can still do it wherever you are, it will come to you. So my part of the vision is what? Free souls. Free souls. By the end of the year, so that I can say, Michael, Gladys, and John are in church because of me. Not so that you can say, yeah, I'm supposed to have three souls, but I don't know where they are. No. You are going to work on them. Apart from what percentages are doing, about whatever I do, you personally. You thought I was going to say one soul, is that not so? I want you to think big. Enlarge your coasts. And enlarge your vision. So that's the first one. And the next one is that we are going to financially support it. We are going to financially support it. That is why if you are in church, I want you to pay your tithe. Look, if a church pays that, if all members pay their tithe, then there will be no need for fundraising. But what happens is that often you see just about 15% paying their tithe. That's why there's the need once in a while for fundraising. But that's why once in a while there's a need for that. But if everybody should pay his or first and best. So ask your friend, as part of the vision, do you pay your first and best every month? First and best is a tenth. First and best is not the amount, it's a tenth of your income. So if your first and best is 500, you bring it. If it's 5 CDs, you bring it. It is not the amount, it's the percentage of the income. So if you think, oh, because my first and best is just 10 CDs, I don't want to bring it. It's 10 CDs that would. You know, there's a song that said, "Abua kumkuntiba, obenina ye kesiye na wadani aponchreni." Your 10 CDs is the kumkuntiba. If you sow it, it will grow to aponchreni. Yes. So that is the seed you have to sow.
And only abua.
So don't never underestimate the power of the seed in your hand, because that is what you have, and when you sow it. Then the one who give bread to the eater to eat and seed to the sower to sow will increase the seed in your hand.
And open our own.
But it has to start. May has not ended. So we are in this month. I want every one of you to pay your first
debt.
Because what we are doing, I tell you, it takes a lot of money. Those of you
are
built, you see, if you are not built before, you don't understand.
So
if you are built or you are built, then you will be building very soon in Jesus' name. So let's all try to be part of it. So I'll give you your this month tight card envelopes as well. So that you give. Amen. So our part of the vision is what? Soul winning. And then our finances also supporting the building of the. Before we came here, we have built churches. We have built in Togo, we have built in Hoho, we have built in so many other places. And we have come here to build. We are going to build more churches. Hallelujah. And God is going to bless you more. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. And let's bow our heads. Wow. As we have talked about the vision of God, God is already pleased with you. And it's going to make your vision come to pass. Change the way you think. So begin to see yourself as one who has left the secretary and is standing in front of the boss. And begin to ask for big things. Because God is bigger than you thought. He's bigger than what people say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you came to church today by invitation, or you came on your own, you sat down as I preached,
and
deep down in your heart, as I preached, You felt that God was talking to you. You felt the love of God in your heart. And you want to say, please, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want God to take my life and wash me with his blood and use me. I want God to forgive me of my sins. I want to be born again. I want to know that I'm a child of God. But I want me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus. Sometimes when people are coming to give their life to Christ, how old are you? 15. Wow. How old are you? 8. How old are you? 13. Wow. You see, you may think that they are young. But at the age of 11, I was smoking. So if somebody is 13 years, why shouldn't the person give his or her life to Jesus? Imagine I met Christ when I was 10. Would I be smoking at the age of 11 or 13? Would I be smoking? 11, I was drinking. That is why you should never underestimate anybody who wants to give his or her life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you. Is there anyone more person you want to give your life to Jesus? Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
Today.
Today.
I accept Jesus.
I accept Jesus
as my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you today.
I ask you today
to forgive me.
To forgive me
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Wash me.
Wash me
with your blood.
With your blood.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
And Lord, thank you.
And Lord, thank you
that from today.
That from today.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Pachomun kampai wendi meji kasi eradi Yesu. Medawase, sewa jeme, papa, ene, mifa Yesu, se me kra jenkwa. Medawase, sewa yeme abode fufo. Mesrew, tromidin, ewo nkwa humanim. Medawase, ewo Yesu din. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.